There are some 644 million active websites on the internet, and you are on the most important one right now. Our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who joins us from an undisclosed Starbucks location, as his usual haunt is. Good morning to you, and how are you?
Morning, Sully. Let's hope we have 600 million people listening to this segment.
we're gonna have to buy some Facebook ads to accomplish that, I think.
It might shut down the website. So let's do what we usually do here on the weekend.
Well, from wherever you may be listening, certainly glad that you make this a part of your weekly listening on the old internet. Rick Limpert covers sports and technology, based out of Atlanta. You can see his work occasionally in the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, gafollowers.com. And, of course, the hub for all things Rick during the week. All of his work posted, wirelesswednesday.live. We're going to talk about hotels today and some of your experiences at some of them, the good, the bad, and the not so good or bad. And we're going to start off, I guess, specifically with the Jefferson Hotel, which has undergone some interesting changes over the years.
Yeah, we'll mostly talk about the Jefferson Hotel in Richmond this segment, Sully. I was up in Richmond last week and just had a great experience. And this is kind of the trend in hotel properties. These old hotels, they're kind of revamping them, refreshing them, and keeping kind of the old traditional feel, but adding in all the modern high-tech conveniences. And that's a perfect example of what the Jefferson's doing in Richmond, one of the most popular hotels and one of the nicest hotels on the East Coast.
One complaint you always get from people, or complaint or criticism about renovating these older hotels, is that they can still really seem kind of cramped and small in the rooms. Is that the case there, do you think?
Not the case at the Jefferson, Sully. They took what they had, were 262 guest rooms, which is a good number of rooms. And what they did is they rebuilt them into 181 kind of spacious new rooms. So, yeah, old hotels are famous for having those cramped small rooms. You get that, like, in New York City a lot. So now they've made these new rooms, and they've made suites. They've enlarged the floor plans. They've made little dressing areas, little walkways in the rooms. Mine had suite had like five different rooms in it, which was very cool. Big bathrooms, and again, all the modern conveniences. Also, television screens built right into the mirror in the bathroom, which was pretty cool. I've seen that at probably a handful of hotels I've stayed at over the years, and the Jefferson has that.
Well, Rick, you know my affinity and affection for old buildings and old architecture. So the fact that an older building is being kept and reused and repurposed and upgraded really makes me happy. But in this particular case here with the Jefferson, they really are keeping a lot of the integrity of the older feel to it.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people were, when the hotel went under, a couple renovations, that's what the people were wondering what was going to happen. So they've kept all the lobbies, they've kept some of the furnishings, they have the famous statue of Thomas Jefferson right in the middle of the lobby, the rotunda, a century old, they've kept that. So, great public spaces in this hotel, beautiful decor, they've kept all that, and then kind of out of sight or kind of behind the scenes, they've added in the technology, and that's what the successful hotels and properties are doing. I was glad to experience that and glad to see that.
Well, the namesake of this hotel, it's hard to imagine that the internet just wasn't even a twinkle in anybody's eye when Thomas Jefferson was walking the earth. But there's lots of technological upgrades that have need to been made there in order for this to be up to snuff. What have they done?
Yeah, the only nets that they were using back in the colonial times, Sully, were nets to catch fish, maybe, in the local rivers, streams, and oceans. But, yeah, like any hotel, they love getting convention and business meeting business. So the ballrooms have been redecorated, new colors, new draperies, LED lighting, which is big in a lot of the hotels. The bulbs last longer. They use less energy and provide kind of a neat light. And then just simple amenities in the rooms that we kind of maybe take for granted or don't take for granted. So coffee makers, Nespresso, I love that, the coffee makers, complimentary supplies and samples, the high-speed wireless internet, which was free, so you don't get that in a lot of high-end hotels, but more and more properties are going to the free high-speed internet. And then an electric doorbell kind of little pad where you don't hang your do not disturb sign or maid service sign anymore. You kind of click a button and a light goes on in the door and they know what kind of service you need or don't need. So I love the do not disturb sign that's done through a kind of a type pad rather than hanging that pesky little paper or cardboard thing on your doorknob.
Rick, seemingly everybody from age 8 to 80 has a cell phone. Have you seen anybody recently on any of the payphones that still exist in hotel lobbies?
You see that courtesy phone, like, down by the elevators in the lobby sometimes. Every once in a while you see that. It's maybe somebody that doesn't know who they're looking for or they're trying to reach a room. But, yeah, so when's the last time you've seen a phone booth at a tourist location or a property that's heavy or an area that's heavily populated? You just don't see that anymore. Maybe in England, those old famous red phone booths, you still see some of those around.
I think a lot of those are just monuments to days gone by now. Let's wrap up and talk about this Ginter Suites. What exactly is a Ginter Suite and how does it benefit us?
Yeah, I think I had a Ginter Suite, Sully, when I was there. They put me in. So 1,000 square feet, named in honor of the Jefferson founder, who was Majors Lewis Ginter, who was one of the Virginia cigarette magnates back in the colonial times. Like I said, I had a kind of a welcoming foyer. I had a big bathroom, and then you had kind of a little hallway that leads around through the bedroom to another kind of little sitting area. So just a really comfortable room. It had great views of Richmond, which is a pretty cool historic city that's kind of come back over the years, and the people are proud of it. So I don't know how much you knew about Major Ginter, Sully, but he was the big cigarette magnate in Virginia and did pretty well for himself.
Well, visiting a hotel, especially an old one like that, is a great place to begin to learn about some history. And it looks like you got your hands full up there learning about Major Ginter and the tobacco industry. A lot of history up there in Virginia.
Yeah, also the Edgar Allan Poe Museum, which is kind of right down the street. I visited that. I know you're a big Edgar Allan Poe fan, Sully, and a fan of the literature. So that was kind of fun to see. And I didn't realize that Edgar Allan Poe was actually also a great athlete. He was like a state champion hurdler and runner and very athletic. So and long jumper. So didn't know that. Picked up that tidbit when I was up there.
All these fantastic little pieces of information you can pick up along the way, Rick. That's what's so fascinating about talking to you and your recapping your adventures each week.
And I know you love those little tidbits, so that's why I throw them at you, and sometimes you regurgitate them on social media, and I love that.
Well, we've talked about a great hotel. Without naming names or calling anybody out, talk about one of your worst hotel experiences.
Gosh, back when I was in college, I had to make a trip actually down here to Atlanta, Sully, when I was graduating for a job interview or for a meeting. And I drove from Iowa down here, and on my way back, I stayed at some place in Louisville, Kentucky that I can't imagine ever staying at a place like that again. But when you're in college, you don't have a lot of funds, and that was pretty rough, that place, but made it through. And you try to repress or not remember the bad experiences, but I've had a lot of good ones recently.
I stayed at a hotel in Baltimore in the mid-1990s, and it was probably the most foul-smelling building that I have ever been in. Did not have a nice aroma to it. I forget whether I actually slept the night there. I think I may have just slipped out during the middle of the night because I couldn't stand it.
Don't do that again, Sully. If you need help choosing hotels or properties, you know, now Airbnb is very popular. Just let me know and I'll try and get you set up.
Oh, you are the man. Rick Limpert on Twitter, the handle for him, Rick Roswell. Follow all of his exploits there on social media. And then, of course, wirelesswednesday.live. That's where Rick is posting all of his work during the week. Always good to catch up from the very busy undisclosed Starbucks location this morning.
Not quite as busy this week as the holiday week, Sully, but it'll pick up, and talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, brother.